This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Pass for Petrovic, and Rantanen got a shot away, and it bounces in off of Petrovic. It's another assist for Rantanen, and Alexander Petrovic has Dallas up 3-2.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Aiden, Peyton, RJ Choppy getting it. I'm Sean Cherie. Final hour of the Monday edition. Hopefully you had a fantastic and great Mother's Day weekend. And I know you had a good day if you're a Dallas Stars fan, because they take the 2-1 series lead with the 5-2 win, and everything turned on a skate review yesterday at the AAC.
Maybe the whole series turned. Well, yeah, we don't know. We'll find out.
Yes.
But right now, because I think it's like 68% of Game 3 winners in a tie series win the series. That's pretty good numbers. I'll take those chances any day of the week. Now you're in a situation where Winnipeg has got to win 3 of 4 to beat you in the series. Because obviously 3 of 5, the Stars have already won the other two. So they're going to have to win 3 of 4 to win the series. And at this point, that play is going to stand in like the, okay, this may have been the turning point of the series, because it was a very, very long review.
Yes.
A very deep, and good on them, right? You got to do it. It's too important not to get right. I think they did get it right, especially the way they explained it, where yes, it wasn't a kicking motion, more of a shoving motion, right? Because his skate was there and he kind of twisted the skate. So it wasn't like a kick, but Hellebuck did guide it into the net with his own stick.
Let's hear the debate afterwards on the TNT post.
Hellebuck tried to make the save instead of trying to whack it with
the
stick.
And I think a big thing, ruled on the ice a goal. So now you got to find something to overturn.
Right here, he tried to whack the puck behind the net, but misplays it, and it ends up in the net.
And here's a big component to this too. Petrovic's a righty, right? So that puck is coming to his left skate. So he's trying to kick that up to his stick to make the play. And then Barron goes stick on stick to take that away so he can't swipe at it. Keep in mind, like in rugby, that puck wasn't heading towards the net. It was heading back towards the slot area. That's when Hellebuck swipes his stick to try to clear it, and it ends up going in the net. This is a good goal. Like, I don't know, like, obviously Arneal's focus is on that. He's been frustrated. I actually think he's been showing just as much panic as me about the Leafs up here, where I think he needs to just focus on him and his team's game, where that's a goal. Like, can we all agree that that's a goal, right? For all those reasons I just said, where he's clearly trying to kick that up to his stick, and it's not an aggressive kicking motion towards the net. And once again, he's
a
righty.
But if it's a kick, it's a kick. Even if it's not aggressive.
Did you think it was a distinct kicking motion? Just that?
No, I'm just listening to what you're saying. You're saying it's a kick, but it's not an aggressive kick, but it's still a kick.
Right, but he's not kicking it into the net. He's trying to use his left foot to get that back to his stick when he's a righty. And it's going back towards the slot area, not towards the goal. Kind of like you would, like, what do you call it in rugby when you throw it backwards? Like a lateral?
Throw it backwards.
Like a backward lateral. Mm-hmm. So clearly the puck can't enter the net unless Hellebuck makes a play to knock it back towards the net, in which he did. And that's why DeBoer is sitting there like, I don't know. That's not exactly how the rule reads. That's why it should be a goal. And by the way, DeBoer's press conferences, he might be top two in the league now. He's a comedian.
And thanks to Jake Rietma for sending that over yesterday with the post game.
The TNT/TBS True TV, the post game they have there, or their studio. By the way, both the studio shows the TNT have are tremendous. Inside the NBA and then this one. Because you have the complete polar opposites. Bissonnette on the left and then Lundqvist on the right. Lundqvist is so well-dressed.
Man.
Every time.
Yeah, he had a great suit on.
Every time. I mean, his suits sparkle.
Yeah.
And then the attractive Bobby Belt on the left. That's what Bissonnette is. Like, he's so disheveled.
Yes.
He looks like he had a hard day at work and he's at a happy hour.
Yeah.
Just loosens the tie, loosens the top button. Unshaven. He hasn't seen a razor in 3 days, 5 days.
I messed up yesterday. I thought when I turned on the game, the play-by-play was Buchagross's voice, and it kept cutting out. Did anyone get this? Like, they showed the arena empty?
Yes, and they showed the empty arena.
And I was like, get it together, ESPN. And Tolo's like, it's TNT, dude. I thought it was Buchagross's voice, but then I didn't hear the female in there.
Yeah, I can't remember who yesterday was. I know in game two, it was Pang was on there and Burke. I can't remember who yesterday was, but I don't know when we get I don't know if we get Buchagross back for game four, but we'll see what, let me look it up real quick.
But it sounded like Lundqvist was trying to start disagreeing about the rule and saying, well, a kick is a kick.
Right. That does sound like what they were, you know, getting at. I thought I was on business that side. I thought that it was the right decision. I understand why Henrik would not like that. He's a goalie.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't know the rule well enough. That's a very intricate part of the rule.
And
too.
Then you got Hellebuck laying down.
Laying down. There's the photo of him just laying
laid out.
Sprawled backwards. That's the lasting image in my head for that loser. That loser is gonna be when the Stars wrap this thing up in five. That's what's gonna be Stars in five. Gentlemen's sweep, Peyton. They're gonna win tomorrow. And they're going to wrap this thing up in five.
Gavin Spittle with some extra notes. Spits and Suds is out with the recap as well. Their home playoff win streak is now four. For the first time, it's the longest one since they won six straight at the AAC in 2000. They've only led Colorado and now Winnipeg for 17% of the time. But it doesn't feel like they're getting outplayed and getting lucky, right? Normally when you hear that stat, you're mm-hmm. only leading in the game 17% of the time, you're getting lucky. That's not the case here.
No, it's not. They haven't been getting necessarily lucky. You know, faceoffs, the faceoff they had that they won on the first goal, you know, being able to win the faceoff so you get to keep the puck in the zone after the penalty, that led to a goal. I mean, that's huge. When Winnipeg tied it up, it was off a faceoff loss. You know, like that's the little things that you got to do like that. And the faceoffs were about 50-50 yesterday. But I haven't felt like the luck has been on either team's side necessarily. We all saw what was going to happen. We knew game two. We knew game two was going to happen the way it did. Stars had already taken home ice. It's the classic letdown game. Happens all the time. And then now you see that we are back to where we should be, up 2-1 in the series.
Miko in on three of the four Stars goals, 18 points, 9 goals, 9 assists in the playoffs. Factoring in on 15 of their last 17 goals, 3-plus points in 5 of the 10 games that he has played this postseason. So, my goodness, Winnipeg has not won a road playoff game, RJ, since the 2023 playoffs.
Oh, they're a terrible road team. Hellebuck can't play on the road. They haven't been a great road team in the postseason. He got pulled in three of the, I think he got pulled in all three road games
Dallas
against St. Louis.
Stars!
And that's they were barely able to hang on and win that series. They won it by the skin of their teeth. And we had another one that we had a goal with 4/10 of a second to play over the weekend. And then obviously we had the one with Winnipeg in the first round, but a little bit of drama, 4/10 of a second left. And Vegas goes from 2-0 down in the series two down 2-1 and a 4-3 winner in game three over the weekend.
Pete DeBoer was asked, why did your team just always respond so well after losses?
You know, there's an honesty to the group and the leadership in the group. They're willing to accept hard coaching. You know, you don't have to sugarcoat it with them, which is nice. You know, some teams, some coaches, you got to be careful not to hurt feelings and things like that. I don't have to worry about that with our group, and it starts with our leadership guys. If Jamie Benn is the first guy in line to accept criticism, then you know everyone else kind of falls in line. And it's not like we, you know, it's constructive criticism, but they're willing to go there without pushback, and I think that's always a part of fixing what's wrong.
And Bissonnette saying he's a top three comedy show.
Yeah.
In the NHL. No comedy in that, but he's entertaining.
He is very entertaining. He's a good press conference. But you know, people have been praising the Stars coaching staff in general. Like, he's got a really loaded up staff here, and they are a really well coached team. DeBoer's been great everywhere. And it's always been the same kind of MO where they start off hot You know, when he was in San Jose and Jersey and Vegas, they do really, really well. And then each year they get a little bit worse. That hasn't been the case here. They've been great basically the entire time he's been here. Conference finals, like every, they wake up and go to the conference finals. So he's done a tremendous job.
Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers with an impressive weekend series. Haven't been able to say that very often.
Bo Brisky to the plate. There goes Carter. The pitch is belted. Deep left center field. That one is way back, and that ball is history. It's a Mother's Day present for Mary. A two-run homer for Josh Young, and it's 5-0 Texas.
Josh Young's mother in the crowd as he homers against his brother's team. They threw out all these stats yesterday where I thought it was like this historic thing that took place. I thought maybe his brother was on the mound for a split second. I was like, whoa, that's really cool. No, he just plays for the Tigers,
yeah,
and he homered against them on Mother's Day.
That would be interesting. Like, if you have – I can't think of how many brother-brother pitcher-hitter combos there's been. There's been plenty of, like, brother-brother combos, but where you have to actually face your brother –
16 runs in their last two games. Nate Eovaldi lowers his ERA to a 1.78. His .75 whip leads all qualified starters in baseball, and his whip is the lowest in team history through a player's first 8 starts.
Dude, he's been fantastic.
He's a dog.
You know, I'm gonna have to put this in the worst take of the week, I think.
Uh-oh.
There's an article that I read. The 10 major league pitchers who have established themselves in the Cy Young race. 10.
But you're telling me he's not in
it? And he is not on the list. And I'm going to nominate this for worst take of the week. We're going to do this on Friday, obviously, in the worst take segment. The fact that Nathan Eovaldi has been at, you find me a better pitcher this year than Nate Eovaldi. Like find me one. And then prove it with numbers. Because I can't think of one. The guy has been... And he has been an absolute animal on the mound.
7 innings, no runs, 7 strikeouts, I mean, 95 pitches. It's insanity. But the entire staff is insanity. As Malley is going to be out there today against the sorry Colorado Rockies on Saturday. DeGrom, 5 innings, season-high 10 strikeouts, season-high 5 home runs as a team. Seager, 3-for-4 with 2 home runs. Peterson hit his first home run, and Josh Smith with his first career leadoff home run. So, trying to get things going. You know about the NBA playoffs, where the series stands. The two viral things from the weekend, this Warriors couple making out in the crowd behind Jimmy Butler and Mitchell Robinson at the free throw line.
Mitchell Robinson, the net has to be 6 feet for him. Okay? You can't even call these air balls. That's a disservice to air balls. These are chest passes at the net.
I feel bad for him.
I do too. It's obviously in his head. It is quite obviously in his head right now. And I'm not a big choke guy. That is obviously a choke situation. The Warriors couple.
People thought that was Mike Dunleavy in the back, the GM. Why does this girl have a wristband? Why does this girl have like the Iverson MJ wristband on the left elbow?
Sleeve? I didn't see that. I didn't notice the sleeve
part. Yeah.
Like a compression sleeve?
Yes.
I didn't even notice that. More power to you, man. If you got a girl that wants you that bad, take it and don't apologize. But I also hope she's your girl, not your side piece, because that would be really awkward.
Ooh.
To see that on TV. I've never made out at a sporting event like this, I don't think. Or even close to it. I know, like...
Well, this has to be early on in their relationship.
Has to be.
This is a month in.
This is... Yes, this is a month in, and then you're a long distance relationship, and you flew her in for the game.
Were you making out at Post Malone? You guys just do the pecs?
No. Just the hand around the waist is what we did. There were some couples in front of us kissing, making out, but no, we're not like that at the concert. Not in public.
All right.
Keep that privately.
Your usual PDA? No.
Not at all.
All right, there's Pepe with PP in the morning tomorrow at 8:20. We'll see if Roberto is back. We'll crosstalk with a KNC masterpiece and preview the draft lottery tonight. Kevin Hegan, I'm sure, has the Mavericks' newest player at pick 11. But every day at 9:20, it is the red zone. Bill Belichick's girlfriend is banned from the UNC facility. Not so fast. And old Belichick showing up to some... Miss USA contest. The creepy
Miss Maine.
The creepy continues in the red zone after this.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org and also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MEN'STEACLINIC.com. That's MEN'STEACLINIC.com.
It's in Dallas.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah,
RJ Choppy may have some ED competition. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ. Bobby Belt out sick today. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. This is the Red Zone, where we go all football. Does not matter whether it's the NFL or college. We want to give you your pigskin fulfillment. Bobby wrote out like all the changes that we have adjusted with the morning show. It kind of blew up over the weekend. So thanks to all of you for the retweets, the support, and the messages. And, of course, for the initial voting, as we try to always tinker with things every single year. And one of those things is the Red Zone right here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. The breaking news this morning, by the way, Cowboys will open in Philly the first game of the season, Thursday night football. So on Friday, the story came out from Pablo Torres, who used to work on ESPN, that the Tar Heels had banned Belichick's girlfriend from coming into the facility or being on the football field. And I was like, no way. No way would Bill allow that. And I was like, has Bill lost that much pull and weight with all the stuff that's been happening publicly to where he couldn't say, yo, I'm still the man here? Like, had he lost some of that tug of war? I just didn't believe it. Well, the University of North Carolina issued a statement saying she is still welcome at the school. Quote, while Jordan Hudson is not an employee at the university, she's welcome at the football facilities. She'll continue to manage all activities related to Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university. North Carolina has hired a public relations person to deal with issues related
God
to
bless that
him. I had seen that. I think they had tried to find that a former Chicago Bears PR guy, something like that. Bill was trying to find someone to help handle this mess. Well, Pablo Torre went on the Dan Patrick Show and followed up on his initial breaking report.
I can tell you that everybody who's dealt with Jordan Hudson, and one person said, quote, she is the worst person I've ever dealt with on earth, and I have dealt with actual sociopaths. I'm not saying that that is everybody. I'm just saying this story, Dan, is extreme, and there's a lot, including injectable erectile dysfunction drugs, as just a brief tease for what else we had to find out.
Injectable. Or you could just chew a Blue Chew. A chewable from Blue Chew.
Let's hear the last half of that again.
I'm not saying that that is everybody. I'm just saying this story, Dan, is extreme, and there's a lot, including injectable erectile dysfunction drugs, as just a brief tease for what else we had to find out.
Bam. So he's teasing a future story that may or may not cross the line. Man, if he talks about Belichick, this is over the line a little bit. If we're sitting here talking about what is happening in the bedroom.
That's over the line.
That's what it sounds like is coming.
It does sound like what's coming here. Now, unless there's been, they've had reports out there that he's going to start endorsing something like that, or he has talked about it. If he hasn't talked about it, that's a no go situation as far as I know. That's a no go topic. I don't think you can out somebody's need for certain medication. You know, I mean, it's not like it's still a taboo subject, even though it shouldn't be taboo. It still is. It still is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, well, that's if he's out in his need for that, that's low, but below the belt.
We'll see. It is below the belt. And meanwhile, he's sitting there at Miss Maine competitions.
He was at a Miss Maine pageant because that's where Jordan was. She was taking part in the Miss Maine pageant, and she fell short. She did not. She did not win the Miss Maine, but he drew plenty of interest. She drew plenty of interest. She appears to send a message to the haters here at this. She said, I'm feeling an immense amount of pride right now. Hope anyone who's watching finds the strength to push through whatever it is they're going through and embodies that hate never wins. That's what she said. So, well, she did not, again, she did not do well in the Miss Maine pageant. She's an attractive girl.
She was a runner-up, I thought, like the year before, but she was worried that this negative publicity was going to hurt her.
Well,
that she caused.
She caused. She caused. And for somebody, for Pablo to say that this is one of the worst people they've ever dealt with. Now, he's not saying that other people are saying that.
Yeah.
But that is like, man, somebody out of nowhere. This is not somebody who has been in the limelight her entire life. You would think the worst person you've ever dealt with is somebody who's super famous, who just doesn't want to deal with people anymore. Not a 24-year-old who met Bill on an airplane.
Is she the one seed right now of sports dislikability? Like, she is lapping Brittany Mahomes. Like, I can't stand this woman.
Lapping Brittany.
Brittany Mahomes is, like, way down right now.
I mean, there's a lot of people who don't like Taylor Swift for, you know, because she's so popular.
Yeah, Bobby.
Right, Bobby. But
he doesn't like Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the A's announcer.
Yeah, he doesn't like the A's announcer. Oh, my God.
Well, he's making fun of her.
Yeah, the Caitlin Clark thing is, yeah, because she's a, obviously she's a player, so that's a little different. But yeah, it's, yeah, the A's announcer, it's Caitlin Clark, it's Taylor Swift.
I don't love Danica.
You like Danica?
Who else is a drama?
At one point, it was Steph Curry's wife. She was always there with the, oh, NFL or NBA's rigged and all this stuff, but she's quieted down for a little bit.
She's quieted down. Yeah, there's a handful out there, but, you know, Jordan, I think, is the one seed.
Right?
Right now, at least. Because, we don't know a lot about her. So they're kind of letting us control the narrative. That's a problem. Bill should know this. This is why I never understood Bill and why he does the things the way. It was easy to let the media control the narrative when you're in New England and Tom Brady's winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl. There's no narrative to create. But now we're creating the own one because you're not, you know, now he's going out with Strahan on Friday.
Oh, what is that?
Good Morning America. So he's going to go on with Michael Strahan. I do not know if this is a damage control kind of thing, but he will sit down this Friday on ABC with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America.
God, all he has to do is just be a little likable with the answer.
Yeah.
Just crack a smile like, hey, she's keeping me young. You know what I mean? Just something a little bit human.
Right.
Not just, I'm here to talk about football. Well, that's not the way it's working when you want to push your book.
Right. I know it's not. Now,
they're doing you also a favor. And if Strahan has any credibility, he has to ask him about the relationship.
I am fascinated to see if she is there or not for this. If she is there and she's like, you know, doing the same.
You got to keep a camera on her.
Yes. If she is there, nothing's changed. If she does the same thing where she interrupts a lot, nothing's changed. Her being banned, that was all whatever. If she's not there, perhaps we have a new Bill. We have a new Bill. We have the old Bill, the cantankerous Bill, the Bill we need, the Bill we love. The Bill we love, the Bill we want. Because if she is there, then that changes a whole lot.
So what do you believe? Is she banned or not?
I don't believe she's banned. She'll be there. She might be not there for, I assume they're in spring practice. Or maybe it's over. But she may be there for a little bit, but that's the beginning. And then you know what happens. Once you, after you get the ticket, you don't drive very fast for the first, you know, couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden, it's right back to normal.
All right, it's the Red Zone here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We got to get a little updated clip from Windhorse, though, because the news this morning is that Giannis is open to being dealt. He's got 3 years left at 175 on the Bucks contract. I'm getting Luka feelings all over again to see what Milwaukee ultimately gets. But where could he go? That's the fun discussion. Where could he go? The great Brian Windhorse with what we need to know.
Two things you have to know about the Bucks when you consider a trade. Number one, the Bucks do not control their first round pick for 5 years. That means if the Bucks are going to trade him, thinking that they're going to tank for the next 3 years and rebuild is not going to happen. They need quality players. And the other thing that you need to know is if you're going to trade Giannis to a team that's going to be a super team, getting that team's draft assets is not exciting because they're not going to be very high picks for the next few years. So you're going to look at teams that have players to trade and other teams' draft assets that they can trade besides theirs. San Antonio and Houston. San Antonio and Houston. San Antonio and Houston. Pay attention there. And the other thing is Brooklyn, because Brooklyn has Phoenix's future drafts,
yes,
but Brooklyn's current players, not that strong. Not as exciting of a player acquisition. The other team to watch, the New Orleans Pelicans. Why would I say to watch the New Orleans Pelicans? Because the New Orleans Pelicans control the next three drafts of the Milwaukee Bucks. And if you're going to do a deal with the Bucks and you want to open the door for them to do a rebuild, you may have to go to New Orleans, try to get the Milwaukee stuff out of New Orleans, and then offer it back to the Bucks. Of course, the Pelicans could make their own offer, but I suspect that what they're going to try to do is a three-team trade. All of these things will be clarifying once Giannis makes a decision and once we see what the lottery results are.
Well, that's just freaking great. Both Texas teams.
Yeah, so they would trade him to New Orleans for their own picks back? What is this, draft day? Is Kevin Costner, Sonny, whatever his name is?
I still haven't
seen
it.
I want my picks back.
I still need to see
it. I want my ones back.
Yeah.
Or my twos, whatever it was.
So just imagine that, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's also a report that the Rockets are a little hesitant about Durant. That Durant would be more interested than maybe vice versa, according to The Athletic.
I would be hesitant on Durant, too. I mean,
yep,
he's killed these teams. I mean, ever since he left Golden State.
But we really don't know how. That's the
thing. We don't know how. We don't know how. We don't know what's going on.
It just has not worked.
No, it really hasn't. But, yeah, look, if I'm Houston, absolutely. Game changer. You were the two seed already. If I'm San Antonio, let's go. I'll start with Cooper Flagg.
You'll start with Cooper Flagg.
Like, if you're San Antonio, right? You know, what was they to get the first pick? Like 4% or something like that? Maybe they get it.
Someone DM'd us and said, if you're the Mavs and you're slotted to pick at 11, I'm just going to throw this out here for 30 seconds, okay? Don't kill me. If the Mavs somehow won the lottery tonight, would you trade that number one pick to LA for Luka?
Yes.
Yes. You would trade it back for Luka.
I would trade it back for Luka.
So would I.
And you know what? You know, maybe Luka is, maybe JJ Redick hates him like Nico already, and they want him. They want to get rid of him.
877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. By the way, Roe Blackman is going to represent the Mavs at the lottery this evening. I'm sure that Kevin Hagelin has been doing his draft homework. Let's preview tonight and keep the...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
Stars party rolling with the KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market, upgrade your vehicle. Get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine today. The back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. More new Chevys than anyone else. All prices sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Enters the zone. Ranton waits. Deeks. Deeks again. Scores! Mikko Ranton makes it a two-goal lead for the Stars.
Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece TNT with the audio. It's a 2-1 series lead. This is DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, fellas. Corey, what's coming up?
Guys, we have a lot of fun today lined up. A lot of Stars talk to start the show off.
We got to
get into our Corey Seager situation as well. And
What situation?
The Corey Seager situation. This is a very important conversation we have to have about him. So a lot of fun stuff today on Slate. Also, you saw the Young family playing tic-tac-toe. What is the most fun one of those games, version of those games that you play?
Oh, man, I had to have a big child lesson over tic-tac-toe with my son a couple weeks ago. Oh,
what was the beef?
We were in San Antonio. We were sitting at a restaurant, and one of the ones you suggested.
Nice.
Yeah, and it led to his tears, so thanks, Corey.
He is tearing up pretty bad, guys.
They gave one of those. I'm miserable. I don't know what it was, sinus, allergies. I'm miserable. But in the restaurant, they gave one of the kids tic-tac-toe things. Mm-hmm. And my in-laws are letting him win and everything. And I was not trying to beat him. All right, I'm not doing the whole, I'm going to beat you and anything until. I just didn't want him to win on the first try. I was trying to teach him you can still win even though I blocked your first attempt.
Oh,
that was a tremendous mistake.
Did he get mad?
Meltdown in the middle of the whole place.
Crayon landed in somebody's soup.
Oh my gosh.
It's a great subject because it's everybody has to go through it. You know, when is it too soon to start the lesson?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you can't, like they say, like don't, you can't spank like a one, like an 8 month old. Like they just don't know, right?
They don't get it.
That feels like a fair.
Yeah. It feels a 1 year old, right? Like when is it two? It doesn't matter. When does it matter they start the whole winning? Because sooner or later they got to get put down.
Yes.
They got to get put down.
Yeah.
Like a dog put down, Kevin.
That was my first thought, obviously. Lucy, the first time I played her in tic tac toe, I was like, I got this. I have a very good strategy. My grandma taught me a long time. She would whoop my ass all the time, and I learned from her, all right? So I learned that. Lucy destroyed me in tic-tac-toe.
What?
4 times in a row, and I was like, what am I doing wrong here?
Let's play during crosstalk while we try to speak.
Okay.
All right. We'll go back and forth.
All right. Let's play some tic-tac-toe. First.
But anyway, I all I could think about the rest of the trip was getting him alone in order to teach him this tic-tac-toe lesson.
Yeah.
So I had to explain to him, I'm blocking you here, and that's just the way it's going to work.
There's other games, though, did y'all ever play boxes or dots whenever you line up?
Yeah, dots is the one that came to my mind, because that can be contentious
as well.
I don't
know, dots.
So dots is like where you have to do the lines, and whoever completes the box gets to put their initial.
Oh, I got him.
You got me.
I think I'm good. I think I have the strategy of tic-tac-toe. This seems like one of those games Kevin would.
That was very good.
Kevin would think he would just dominate in nonstop.
The peg game that you get a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
You can play those all day, although.
Never
argue. You know, it's always missing a T.
Mm-hmm. With your strategy, you got to go to the middle at some point. You got to go into the middle circle at some point. That's going to help you.
I would love it if we could find an expanded tic-tac-toe graphic, just because it feels like so often these games end in a tie.
The C, the cat. Yeah. That's what it's called. That's what grandma always called it.
Okay.
The cat.
You just draw a C through it. And Lucy doesn't like that. Lucy's like, no, somebody has to win. I'm like, there's no option. And she's like, somebody has to. And then she wants to fight.
We're going
to
tie.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you instantly know the stars rule and know that it would work in their favor after the minutes and minutes and minutes long delay?
No, because they did not follow the letter of that rule. They absolutely did not follow the letter of that rule. And so...
Wait, so you think they messed up the translation of the rule? Did we tie?
Yeah.
All right, we tied.
So I guess one of my curiosities, and I really want to know what y'all think about this, because this doesn't have to just be about yesterday. How do you feel about normally going between like the letter of the rule versus the spirit of the rule? Because the letter of the rule says any kicking motion. Like that clearly happened.
That's what Lundqvist was trying to argue in the TNT post.
And I don't think he's wrong about that, but I think the spirit of the rule is more like you try to control it. And I don't think that's what would happen at all. So it depends. Are you a letter or a spirit of the rule person?
I like the spirit of the rule, I think.
Then I think it was the right call, because that's the spirit of the rule. The absolute letter of the rule, I can see how if you're a Jets fan, you think you got jobbed.
Look, I think you need common sense. I think you need common sense. Am I cooked here?
You're supposed to talk.
You only made one move.
The goal here is to talk while playing.
I think because the Dez thing is the spirit of the is the letter of the law.
Yeah.
But the common sense spirit of the rule
exactly
is that's a catch.
And so it just depends where you fall. If you're a spirit person,
so I think I'm a spirit.
It got it right.
I'm a spirit.
If you're letter of the law, I think they got it wrong.
I'd felt nauseous, so I was kind of laying down. Is he really studying this one?
I've never seen anybody stare at a tic-tac boat.
Is he doing math percentages over there? Is that what he's in his head? He's like, all right, 30% chance if I put this one.
I played this game like 20 years. Sean played it last week.
On this one.
He's hot.
I was kind of watching it with like, but I had the volume down, so I was like, "What is going on right now? What are they trying to see?" And in my mind, I was like, "Oh, they're going to take this goal away from us," because I didn't know, and I should have just turned the volume up. But I was just kind of sitting there watching, and then whenever I saw, I have no clue what the rule is. Like, I don't completely understand. I'm not going to act like I do. I am a hockey fan in the sense that I've watched the Stars since they got here.
May. Yeah. You're a hockey fan because it's May.
Yeah, I've watched the Stars since they got here, and we are Stars City. So I didn't know. I'm just happy that the goal counted, and it didn't even matter anyways, because then Ranton and Barry's won, and we're feeling pretty good about everything after that.
Is today the Diddy trial?
Oh, my God.
Is this going to be televised? Like,
goodness.
What was the one with the girlfriend? Johnny Depp? Are we going to get
The Amber Heard? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Sean Diddy Combs trial matter. Opening statements.
Ooh.
Whoa. So here we go.
It was human fecal matter.
I would definitely watch 12
this. 12 jurors,
what
six
if you
alternates.
Had to get like a Court TV Plus and you had to pay for it to watch it? Okay.
No.
Is that a segment? Are we doing that at 11 kind of? That's kind of the thing.
It's not about Diddy, though.
It's about Ted Cruz. So we've been talking about Ted Cruz. At 11.
Your buddy.
Yeah, our
it's
friend.
About...
The Ted Cruz show of record. Yeah, here on the KNC Masterpiece.
Do we want that?
Well, we're taking on the Wings because we're going to have another Wings guest this week at some point. So our goal is to be the show of records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Draft lottery intrigue for tonight.
I mean, it's super duper high, despite the historical fact that the Mavericks have never moved up in the draft lottery.
That is one of the most preposterous stats
that makes
in history.
Sense. That makes sense at all.
We've only stayed the same or moved down.
It's 30
we've moved
years.
Down plenty.
It's been 35 years that they had a draft. They're like, come on.
And because of that, every year.
You're putting in the call.
This is the year. But I especially think this is the year because of the crooked deal that we set up with the NBA.
I agree.
I think they were like, hey,
number one,
just don't Cooper make the actual Flag. Playoffs. We'll get you Cooper Flagg so you can trade him away as part of the Giannis.
The package. Mavs are, yes, I am with you. They are getting the first overall pick because of that.
All right, but, I'm going to ask you, you'll be the one to tick off the Tolos, the only one probably in the building. I saw this floating around on social media as a fun meme.
By the way, if you could just move to the top four. There's some quality players in there for sure.
We'll get the scouting report in a second. Kevin Billis. But the Mavs get the number one pick. Mm-hmm. Would you trade it to the Lakers in return for Luka?
Oh, man. Holy
moly. Or take Cooper Flagg.
The Dookie.
There are plenty of Mavs fan or Luka fans out there that will say yes.
Yeah.
Because they'd rather have Luka than the pick. Like that, there's plenty. I'm not in that.
Yeah. Good news,
I'll take the player. Actually,
too.
Would I want one of these Rutgers kids? I mean, Rutgers, they stunk, but they're the
Man,
players.
The
are
most crazy
amazing.
Thing is that Rutgers missed the tournament. And they're going to have two of the top four picks.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
How?
Well, the rest of the team sucks.
Yeah. Also, like Memphis showed us this last 2 years ago. Carolina, just because you get a lot of good players in the transfer portal doesn't mean you're like a really good team.
A good team.
What would you guys do? Would you take Luka back?
Yes.
Now the one thing is
His age.
Yeah.
Not if he's 30 like Giannis.
The one thing is that Cooper Flagg, if let's say it's his number one overall pick, he becomes your hey I want to root for this guy.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Like it's not somebody we're not buying somebody else's leftovers. It's like this becomes this is our guy now. So that's the one good thing about that.
And but he's even a year younger than normally that first year player would be. Like he just turned 18.
Oh. All right. Tell us about the other. Like top five prospects.
Yeah, so if you can move into the top four, if you're looking for a local kid, obviously Trey Johnson out of Texas. He's a Metroplex guy. I think that would make a lot of sense. VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. But what I think is going to happen, I know people are really stoked about these kinds of names. Kasparis Jakajonas.
Yeah, exactly.
From Illinois.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Or Igor Demon out of BYU. I think those are point guard possibilities, but I would love a shooting guard like Trey or potentially VJ to pair along with Kyrie when he's back on the court. I think that would be super fun, but you're probably going to need to move into the top four to make that happen. Or Jeremiah Fears.
Which, like you said, they never do. Never. They never move high. They never move up. But yeah, the Jakajonas.
Jakajonas?
Whatever. I don't know much about it. Like, I watched a little bit of Illinois this year.
That might have been the old regime that would be all about him.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't think the new regime is all about that. We'll see. But he's not. It's not like a typical. You hear that name and you're like, oh, he's from Serbia.
That's fair. You and know, you think he's like 7'1", maybe one. Not very coordinated.
7'1" can pass.
Not
kinda,
the case.
Kind of runs a little hunched over. Yeah. You know, no, not like
all right,
that.
Kevin, if the team's projected to get your boy, where do you want to see him end up the most?
This, I hope this doesn't sound like a cop out. Honestly, anywhere except for Washington. Because that team is so freaking terrible. I just want him to not have to go to Washington.
I'll tell you, I do not want the Spurs to get him and get up, move up in the draft.
If the Spurs get him,
they are solid.
What if they get Giannis?
What's their we've always been scared of Pop. Now he's done. So is there still that same like aura about San Antonio?
I don't think so. I think if Wemby wouldn't have gotten hurt, I would have been very terrified of that. I'm curious how next year and honestly the rest of his career goes.
Yeah,
or had a medical issue, not necessarily.
The coach,
blood clot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the coaching on that, I'm just not sure what level it's going to be at.
Yeah.
You know, and not saying that Pop over the last 10 years has been the same guy.
Sure.
Or those teams have been the same by any means.
Well, the thing about the Wemby, that's not like a big man common injury thing.
Yeah.
Right?
It's scary.
Yeah. But it's not like, all right, Chet Holmgren, he's going to keep breaking down. Corey Seager, he's going to keep breaking down. Yeah. I did that for you, Kevin.
Thanks.
Bam.
Well, I don't like that. I want him to be healthy.
I know. Dude, just up with you. All right, we're back tomorrow. Well, this finally, Kevin Hagelin says this will be the year that the Dallas Mavericks finally move up.
How stupid is that?
It really is. It's crazy.
You think there's any type of wink-wink?
I think so.
You're going to be a conspiracy theory guy?
I think it's wink-wink. Hey, that's a frozen envelope tonight.
Yes.
Number one pick.
If it does happen, Sean, will you be convinced that this trade was architected in part due to the NBA? If they got the number one pick?
Number one, maybe I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
If they go to Vegas or they get the number one pick? Does it have to take Vegas on top of it?
No.
No.
Just the number one pick.
I really think this would be like the NBA like saying, you screwed your fans over. We're saving the fan base. I don't think this was orchestrated by the league. I think the league would be like, we are saving this fan base because you people are idiots.
All right, so if you had to bet money on the, I won't even say it's the number one. You had to bet $50 on the Dallas Mavericks picking top 7. Would you say yes, that they move up? I won't even take it to number one.
$50?
$50.
$50 all the way to one. All the way to one.
No, stop.
All the way to one.
Wow. All
right. You got to really sell it out here. Yes.
And I think the frozen envelope is my favorite conspiracy.
Oh, for sure.
It's so great.
Because it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It really is.
Right?
Cool.
Brilliant.
All right. The KNC Masterpiece is next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.